for coming. Especially, well, to everybody, and those I don't know personally. This series or collection of pieces was, the working title was The Picasso Commissions. But I decided I didn't want to have to explain that title all the time. So, and then as the tunes were being more realized and the CD was coming to shape, the titles changed to Afterlife Music Radio. And the subtitle is 11 New Pieces for Solo Cello. And in the interest of full disclosure, this evening I'll be playing 9 new pieces for solo cello. I'll explain later why. And there'll be quite a bit of tuning today. Also, this is the third time I'm performing these pieces, or actually first time for some of them at all. And as I was preparing, I realized I think it'd be better to hold applause until the end of the whole thing. It seems a little excessive when I'll still be sitting here and continue to play. So, get it out now, get it out of your system. And there are a couple of composers from these pieces here tonight, so when I do play their pieces, I would love for you to applause for them. And this first piece, comes from Todd Sikafoos, a bass player, composer, who I met in the Bay Area, as I did almost everyone on this set list. And it's called Murmur.
Thank you.
That is weird not to hear applause after. But anyway, so that murmur. This next piece, I actually don't need this for, is comes from an old friend of mine who I met, I think we were like 18, up at Augie's, a great club in New York many years ago. And we stayed friends. It's Nasheed Waits, and he's a great drummer, wonderful composer. And when it was time to think about different folks to ask to write pieces for me, he was definitely someone who came right away to mind. It's called Korean Bounce. And he's forced me into the world of electricity.
Thank you.
about the clapping. It makes it feel like a church service or something. Like someone sings their ass off and then you can't clap at the end of it.
Can we clap?
You can, go ahead. It just seems so silly. Anyway, we should clap for Nasheed. We'll clap for the composers. Okay. This next piece comes from Dina Maccabee, who's a violinist and violist in the Bay. And we actually spent quite a few years together on tour and got to know each other really well, like you do. And and I asked her right away to write something for me. And it's called Today is the Day, Part One. Next piece comes from Carla Kilsten, and Carla and I were in a band together for a really long time called 2 Foot Yard. And we traveled a lot and wrote a lot of music together and sat on a lot of the trains together. I feel like most of you probably know her, but she's a wonderful violinist and is now a resident of the East Coast. We also met in California, I don't know how many years ago. And yeah, this is her piece. It's called Soliloquy. Hold on, I prepared. That's like, you know, can empathize with Whitney Houston.
Thank you.
you have to be careful what you wish for when friends give you like an impossible octave, really quiet at the end of it. He's one, are we really friends? Who would do that? Well, here we come to a piece with someone who's here. This comes from Jenny Scheinman. And Jenny, I also met in the Bay many, many years ago, and but really got to know and play with and do a little gigs here and there with, here in New York in the last few years. And this tune is called Bada Boom. From Shahzad Ismaili, and it's actually the namesake of the record I just made called, now it's called Afterlife Music Radio. And it was such a beautiful title of a tune, it was so evocative. And actually Shahzad was the one who had the light bulb in the first place for this whole project. We were in a car going to Carla's wedding, discussing the life of a freelance musician and creating your own work, and this was what was born out of that conversation. And he's one of the few people that gave me like real sort of emotional direction in terms of how to play his piece. And I think that the title pretty much says it all, Afterlife Music Radio. To another piece where the composer is here, which I must say is a little intimidating, but this piece comes from Trevor Dunn, and it's called Singulus, and it's good. Thank you. I was thinking it's from Avon Kang. It's called Shirikawa Barrier, and I was thinking about it today as I made the set list, because the first time I ever met Avon or Trevor, which neither of them may remember, but it was the first session I ever played ever in my life. It was in San Francisco, and I was scared to death, and I walked into this room, and there was this guy playing the viola, like nobody's business, printed music that was so fast and high, and it was flawless, and then everybody was super cool looking and acting, and like they'd all been in studios their whole lives. And I was horrified, and that was Avon playing the viola, and it was Trevor's band, Mr. Bungle, and I played on that session, and I was the first time I ever met them and ever played in a recording studio, and it was really scary. Anyway, I was thinking about that today when I realized that they were back to back on this set list. So this is from Avon, violist extraordinaire. It's called Shirikawa Barrier. that's Here Comes Number 9. Thank you all for coming. There are two pieces I didn't play, one by Abraham Burton, one by Roz Messonnier, and the only reason I'm not playing them is really because they were more born in the studio, and it's going to be a bit of a process figuring out how to make them work in front of you live. But that will happen. But they're great, they're on the record, and so I should tell you that this record, they literally went to the printers today. We said, okay, everything's fine. And there's a CD release show I'm gonna have for this and for another record I made in the last year and a half called The Simplest Thing, which is a series of songs I wrote, and it's with a band. And the CD release show will be January 28th at 92Y Tribeca. And everybody's gonna come and play, and it should be a lot of fun. I have a mailing list over there if you're not a close personal friend of mine. feel free to sign up, and you'll know I play around with lots of folks in town and when I'll be doing this again. I'm playing tomorrow night at Postscript at Columbia with Charlie Burnham and Brandon Seabrook and Andy Borger. That's songs. And then the next night with Jenna Leishman, with Charlie Burnham and Doug Wieselman at University of the Streets. And yeah, thank you all so much for coming. This next tune comes from Charlie Burnham, and it's called Bright Green Goddess on a Reddish Brown Throne. And I really, even though as I left the house tonight, WNYC was like, do not leave the house. And that hurt, that tornado came by my window, so I was a little like, but apparently we were spared today. So thank you for coming, despite the warnings. I'll just sing a song to leave you on your way. And this is a song I wrote. The first time I played like four of these pieces was about a year and a half ago. And I spend a lot of time practicing, learning, like actually seeing what these notes are on the page for the first time. And I had a lot of time to practice. And so then I wrote this song thinking about how much time I had. Ain't been working much these days, trying to catch some kind of pay. Ain't been working much these days, wondering when I'll get here pay. If you'd have called, I could have played on that record that I know you made. If you'd have called, I surely could have played something so sweet. You'd have asked me to stay. I'm making lemonade. Ain't been playing much these days, except at home alone. Ain't been working much these days. I'm gonna do that again. Ain't been playing much these days, except at home alone. Ain't been playing much these days. Hope it's just some kind of fate. Called, I could have made that show that I heard you play. If you'd have called, I surely could have made something so sweet. You'd have asked me to stay. Come on and sip my lips.